sundry. Cold, rainy weather likely hampered the turnout for the 10-year celebration of the Adamstock Music Festival, but an organizer was nevertheless grateful to be welcomed to the community with open arms following their first event in town. "It was pretty cold," said Darris Keeley, president of Adams Army Charitable Foundation. "So, attendance was a little bit lower than we were hoping," Keeley told the Alberton during a follow-up phone interview. Despite the less-than-ideal weather, she said there were still about 250 people who throughout the August 18-20 weekend dropped by the Sundry Rodeo Grounds, where a covered stage was set up at the arena with the audience in the main grandstand. "We raised $3,000, which was less than we'd hoped but totally understandable with the weather," she said. Proceeds raised through the music festival help families affected by cancer to cover related expenses. Asked what kind of input she had been hearing from people who attended, she said, "They really loved the location. The Sundry Rodeo Grounds is awesome, especially during the rain and everything. It was amazing that people could still watch and stay covered. So, it was really good feedback with the location," she said, adding everyone also had a great time. "It's a weekend full of love and celebrating Adam, it was all positive." Expressing gratitude to all of the sponsors, volunteers and the community, she said the event would not have been possible without their support. There overall were 73 band members who offered their time to perform, with a small army of 45 volunteers who also pitched in to help raise money for the charity. "We were just super thankful that everybody kind of welcomed us," she said. Although this was the first time Adamstock was hosted in Sundry, it certainly won't be the last. Organizers have already set the date with plans to be back in 2024 for the August 16-17 weekend, she said. While details have of course yet to be worked out this far in advance, she said they are looking at bigger named headliners, with one band from Calgary suggesting a pre-Adamstock show in or near the city leading up to the return to festival in Sundry, she said, adding that's being considered but not yet confirmed. "There's big plans in the works," she said. Adams Army is a charitable organization whose main mission is to financially relieve some of the worry from families impacted by cancer. Related: outdoor festival aims to keep alive memory of young cancer victim through music.